House Bill 1092, an act to provide resident tuition rates for certain non-resident National Guard members and to revise certain tuition benefits for resident National Guard members.
House Bill 1092, having had its second reading, set for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Adelstein, House Bill 1092. House Bill 1092. Representative Adelstein, do you have any remarks?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Please pardon me for being late for a few moments. I was fixing in a correction to the handout. What I've proposed is a bill to allow out-of-state students who join the South Dakota National Guard to be able to go to the university not for free, not for half tuition, but by paying 100% of the in-state tuition. The interesting thing about this is that it amounts to a discount, so to speak. What it amounts to is we're going to be able to track perhaps 200 young men and women, many of whom have just left the service, well-trained, and the kind of people that we would like to have in the state of South Dakota, and they'll be a strengthening factor in the South Dakota National Guard. I handed out a sheet that shows an earnings potential that would show that the state of South Dakota would come out $182,500 ahead by having this done. If they were the first student that goes to the university, then it might be more expensive because all the costs are there. But it was, we heard repeatedly in appropriations, A, that the universities of this state could take another 2,000 students, and B, many of the classes are not full. So all, and C, that all the infrastructure of the universities is in place and could easily absorb more students. Who would we rather have? Would we rather have young men and women who will serve this state in the case of an emergency, who will go to the flag, the young people that we're going to be seeing tonight at the National Guard? Of course we'd like to have more of them in the state. Not only that, once they come to serve in the Guard, many of them will stay in the state, and heavenly knows we need more people. Now, what happened is the Regents then handed out a sheet that is rather interesting and, frankly, I think rather deceptive. The key to the sheet that they handed out really is in about the middle of the page, the thick paragraph. It says in Section 4, reduction of tuition from self-support ignores other legislative mandated institutions. The real key is they're not really opposed to the Guard. But they're worried that the other people that have state-mandated programs are going to come in and ask for some more. That's not in this bill. Let's concentrate only on this bill. They say up there along the line that the states would lose $383,385. What's that loss? What happens? These people are going to pay full tuition. It's like going to Kmart and something that would cost a dollar and a half is now going to cost a dollar. So if Kmart sells 100,000 of them, they're going to get $100,000. But they've reduced the price by 50 cents. Does that mean Kmart's going to lose $50,000? I think we can see through that one pretty quickly. The next thing they went on to talk about is the salary of the professors. I don't agree with that either. The sheet that they handed out listed professors' salaries. Any of us in business know that we include what we call the load, the fringes, in the rate to which people are being paid. So I won't buy that. But what I did, very quickly, when I had a few moments, very few moments, what I did very quickly was I took their numbers, and I said if there were 384 people, I don't think there are. I don't expect it. I don't see more than 200 going the Guard. If there were 384 people that paid the tuition and state support, that they'd pay $1,300,000 new money into the regions, just like the $100,000 example I just gave you of Kmart. Now, what would it cost? As we know, every faculty member is not full now, but let's say that they have to hire 75% of the faculty at 20 people a class, and let's say it went to even more than the regions raised the rate they showed at appropriation to $60,000 per professor. And let's say that they had to add four new faculty people. Actually, they testified they needed two for 200, so I made it four for 384. And then I threw in another $750 for each one of these students for heaven only knows what to add more money. The gain to the regents is still over $40,000. And in addition to that, we get sales tax of these 346 people spending $1,000 a month. So the state comes out $178,000 ahead. That's using their numbers. I can see no reason why we shouldn't take advantage of the opportunity of getting these young people into the South Dakota Guard, strengthening it, because as we've seen the guardsmen down in the lobby today, as we hear the guardsmen, as we deal with them, we know they're the great asset to the state. Let's get them into our schools where there are empty seats, empty dorms, empty infrastructure. Let's get them here, and let's use this as a tool to bring them in from neighboring states. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Further remarks on House Bill 1092. Representative Glinski.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, there are a few points on which I disagree with Representative Adelstein. First of all, a good many of these National Guard people are from Wyoming or Minnesota, where they already get the reciprocity effect on tuition. So they do get a break already. Similarly, in Sioux Falls, at least, there are no empty seats. In fact, they're actually trying to add on to the building that houses the Regents programs in Sioux Falls. So it would definitely be an expense item as far as that particular one of their institutions is concerned. I understand that the Regents are not in favor of this. I think we should consider that and recognize that the state of South Dakota pretty much needs the tuition money it collects in order to help operate the Regents program. And while these Guard members are certainly appreciated for what they do, they already have a tuition break if they're from Wyoming or Minnesota, where a good many of them are.
Further remarks, Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I appreciate Representative Adelstein's effort on this bill. However, we talk all the time up here about unfunded mandates. What you're doing with this bill is you're sending an unfunded mandate to the Regents because you're asking them to give the National Guard state support rather than self-support. If we're going to do it for the National Guard, then let's do it for the Gap University Center here in Pierre. Let's do it in Sioux Falls. Let's do it anywhere that we do off-campus instruction. Typically, right now, that's about $154 an hour. If we're going to do state support for all of those, that's going to drop that cost to $31.20 per hour. So you can see, if this program were to fill up, the Regents are going to come to us and ask for additional money. We support the program at the tech institutes and fill the gap if they have National Guard members. So we should do the same thing for the universities. So if Representative Adelstein wants this bill to pass, he should bring an amendment to put dollars in it to fill up the difference. I'd urge you to vote no on House Bill 1092.
Further remarks on House Bill 1092. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives then is final passage of House Bill 1092. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1092.
Representatives Don Hennies, Van Gerpen, and Davis. Representative Van Gerpen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 23, nays 45, absent 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1092, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.